The Do Book Company presents Do Breathe, Calm Your Mind, Find Focus, Get Stuff Done by Michael Townsend Williams, read by the author. This book is dedicated to my brother, Jonathan. Introduction. As I danced to the sound of Sting's Every Breath You Take in Marley's Bar, Kuala Lumpur, tears ran down my face. My 31-year-old brother, Jonathan, had accidentally fallen from the balcony of his 15th-floor apartment and died on impact. A day later, I was there to sort out his affairs with my cousin Nigel. We spent the night with Jonathan's friends and colleagues in a daze of despair and disorientation. Little did I know this tragic event would send my life on such a different trajectory. Up until then, I worked in advertising. I wasn't a flashy ad man, more of a drunk one. A production guy who got things done while managing an alcohol addiction that imperfectly masked a life out of control. When shit happens, we wake up. Life is short. I realized I hated the rut I was in, and I wanted out. But how? I had no idea what I wanted to do. Addiction drives out hobbies and interests until the only thing left is the addiction, and maybe, if you're lucky, a long-suffering partner. As I sobered up, both literally and from the grieving process, one love rose to the surface. Yoga. It had always been my way of handling stress and depression and had become a place of refuge. When unexpectedly I stepped into the role of a teacher on a family holiday at Monkton Wild Court, a community near Lyme Regis in Dorset, I lit a candle, an incense stick, and a place inside my heart. I had found my calling, or had my calling found me? Since 2002, I have continued to teach yoga in places like the National Portrait Gallery, the National Gallery and the Tate Britain, as well as classes locally. I've run workshops and retreats, and from my love of yoga came my awareness of the power of breathing. Awareness of our breath connects us to the way we move, to the way we think, and the way we feel. The way we breathe reflects the way we live. Animals that breathe quickly die early. Animals that breathe slowly live longer. And we could all slow down a bit more, couldn't we? Dr. Andrew Weil, the American physician and author, says, "If I had to limit my advice on healthier living to just one tip, it would be simply to learn how to breathe correctly." Everything that exists has a rhythm. From the light pulsing from distant planets to the beating of our hearts, everything in nature is connected. Our breath is perhaps the greatest connector of all. It connects us to our planet. When we breathe out, plants breathe in. Our breath connects our bodies with our minds. When we slow down, we think better. Dr. Alan Watkins, an international expert on leadership and human performance, explains it like this. Breathing creates the platform on which everything else, health, happiness, cognitive ability and elevated performance, success and influence, is built. Do Breathe is divided into three parts. The first part, Prepare, is designed to prepare you both mentally and physically with the foundations for a better life. It is subdivided into three chapters, Breathe, Organize, and Courage. The second part, Practice, will get your mind and body moving in practical ways that will support you moment by moment, day by day. Within this section, I discuss mindfulness, energy, and focus. Finally, part three, Perform. This section of three chapters, Flow, Habits, and Well-Doing, will help you manage the ups and downs of your life better and create meaningful change. So, are you ready to breathe yourself better? Part 1. Prepare. Chapter 1. Breathe. When you arise in the morning, think what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. The Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius wrote this while on the battlefield around AD 170. He believed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?